Hello, this video is to look at using the pivot table to do some descriptive statistics. So on the screen we have here a question from my math lab in chapter 3, which is asking to calculate the average and standard deviation for a set of data. And the question reads, consider the retirement funds data linked below. Use the 3-year percentage variable to complete parts A through C. And A asks for construct a table that has the mean of each market cap risk and rating. Second is asking for the standard deviation, and so on. Okay, as we can see, there's an icon that allows us to click and view the table, which we can download. And the data is represented here. So the way to do this is we're going to do a pivot table. So what I do is I highlight all of the data and once I get to the bottom, we have quite a bit. There we go, 319. I go up on the menu and I pick Insert. From Insert, I pick Pivot Table. And it'll ask me to select the data range and I would like to put this on a new worksheet. So I go OK. So now I have the raw pivot table area. On the left and on the right, I have my choices of which variables to put into the pivot table. So I am going to take, first I'm going to take the star rating and make it my columns. So here I have 5, 4, 1, 3, and 2. And it's out of order because the pivot table uses alphabetical as opposed to the numbering. Okay, now if we go back and look at our question again and see that it wants it grouped by risks and then by cap size, small, mid cap, and large. Okay, so let's go back to the pivot table and I'm going to choose the risk and I bring it down and I drop it in to make my rows. So now I have average, high, and low risk in the pivot table. Now within that, I want to have the market cap for each risk class. So I'm going to drag down and drop the market cap below the risk. Now if you look at the pivot table, it shows you average, and then large, mid, and small cap, and the total. High risk, large, mid cap, small. Low risk, large, mid cap, small. Now notice if I go back and I rearrange the order, so market cap comes first, then what it does is it groups the risk, average, high, and low by large cap, groups average, high, and low by mid cap, and average, high, and low by small cap. But what we want to see is the data in the form of risk first and then cap second. Now we need to add our data. So we're going to take the 3-year return and drop it into the values. And boom, we have our set of numbers. And the first thing I notice is it says up here in cell A3 that this is the sum of 3-year returns. And we actually wanted to get the average of 3-year returns. So I click on the data set anywhere in the data field and I right click on the mouse. And I go down and I pick value field settings. And see it is now set to sum. And I go down and I pick average. And I click and now I have the average of the 3-year returns for 5, 4, 1, 3, and 2 star. Okay, so now the pivot table is giving me the data I need. Now I'm going to take and I'm going to highlight this data set. And I'm going to copy it. Then I'm going to go to a new worksheet over here. And I'm going to paste special. So Alt, Edit, Special. And I'm only going to paste the values. And I'll explain why in a minute. So now I have the results of the pivot table for averages. And it's all grouped, and I'm going to put the decimal places to 2 for now. Okay, so now I have the data set grouped. I have the average risk, large, mid-cap, small, high risk, large, mid-cap, and small, and low risk, large, mid-cap, and small. And this is the average of the three-year return. I'm going to delete the column labels. And that's important because that's part A, wants the average. So now I'm going to go back to the pivot table. And I'm going to start again, except now I'm going to click on the data. And I'm going to change the field value settings. So instead of calculating the average, we scroll down. And there is the standard deviation of three-year returns. Click OK. So now I've changed the values within the pivot table to reflect the standard deviations. So as I did before, I'm going to highlight the pivot table. I'm going to copy it. I'm going to go to my worksheet. And below the average, I'm going to paste special. The values only. Okay, and now I have to clean that up a little bit. I have the standard deviation of the three-year returns, and I'm going to just do a little formatting so I can refer to it later. And I'll go down. I'm going to set the decimal points for this one, and for now I'm going to set it to 2. Okay, and so I can see where it's calculated the standard deviation. So remember, this is average risk, small, mid cap, and I'm going to indent this slightly, and then I have the large, small indent, make it just visually easier to follow, and remembering that the grouping here is average risk, high risk, and low risk. Okay, now from this information, these two, and there's still one more to go, but we'll stop at this point. I now have the data to answer and fill in the questions from the question sheet. So that is how we can use a pivot table to group data and calculate such things as average risk, low risk, and standard deviation. Okay, so I'm going to stop the video there, and hopefully that will help you with dealing with this problem, which is found in Chapter 3 under Descriptive Statistics of the book.